Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Our next guest, a 12-year NFL career. Richard Seymour spent 8 seasons in New England, 4 in Oakland, and in his second year of eligibility, he's a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. Richard, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Doing well. It's truly an honor. I think I said this a while ago, it's football heaven. And I'm just honored to be mentioned among the elite to ever play the game.
I'm not ashamed to admit that Mike Vrabel helped link me up with you, and he was giving me grief about it. I told him he needed to play on a worse team back in the day if he didn't want me asking for help.
I know that's right. Yeah, no, Vrabes is a really good friend. You know, I call Vrabel probably one of the best teammates that I've ever had. You know, he's a smart guy, team guy. I'm glad we have the connection with Vrabel for sure.
I'm going to get to your career in a moment, but you mentioned Vrabel there. Everyone says when they played with him, they knew he would be a coach. Is that true?
No, without a doubt, everyone always knew that. I mean, he's a really smart guy, attention to detail, very quick, very witty. Like I said, and just a great teammate as well. I mean, he would, give you the shirt off his back or just a guy that always made you feel at home. So everyone could always forecast definitely where he was headed.
Richard Seymour, our guest here on the Midday 180.
Richard, I was fascinated as I was reading about your post-football poker career that you you kind of sought out something that would fill your need to compete in a different way. And you hear about so many players that miss and crave the competition. It seems to me very smart that you kind of looked for something and found something that fulfills that for you, minus the physical taxation. How's that worked for you in terms of filling that spot in your life?
Well, for me, like I said, I just think as a competitor, you never lose the juices. You never lose the edge to compete. And it was just a great outlet. Like poker is a great outlet just in terms of what it takes to succeed at a high level. And I will say, I've been very fortunate in my career in football and also in life, and just always being around the right people or the right persons always come in my life. And I was fortunate in poker where I met a team of guys, and they're really the top players in the world. And I was able to, get the right tutelage and understanding, just a deep understanding of the game. So it's almost like being coached with, whether it's Coach Belichick and Tom Landry and everybody else, all the greats that ever played. And these are the top 10 guys in the world, that team that's really brought me in. Like I said, I've just been very fortunate in that regard. So I can't take all the credit there, but like I said, it is a great hobby for me, and it's something that I really enjoy. And it takes so much to be an elite player. Just like in poker, you have to, have so much attention to detail. You have to study to know your opponent tendencies. You can't be undisciplined in a lot of areas. So it takes a lot to succeed, just like it did in football. So, like I said, I just enjoy it, and I'm fortunate that I found a hobby that I love to get out and travel with.
In Hollywood, they joke about winning an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony as being like the greatest imaginable four-pack. What would it be like to have a World Series of Poker bracelet and a Super Bowl ring on the same hand?
Well, let's see. Can we work on that? I got a little more time to try to accomplish that. And, it's a young career for me right now. But like I said, I'm, putting my best foot forward, and just something that I really enjoy right now. I think – it's just so difficult to do, you know, just in terms of, and this is the one thing about poker where it's like, you can do everything right and still lose. Well, not, you know, in football, if I'm a better player and I do the right things and I'm disciplined, well, poker is different in that regard where you can do everything right and still lose. So I think just the psychological battle is so high. So you have to be, able to let things go quickly and not get in your own way, so to speak. So you have to leave your ego at the door. So if you're a big guy and you come into the poker world, I think it'll humble you very, very quickly, for sure. So I learned that the hard way.
What's worse, a bad beat on the river with a big pot or a bad loss on the gridiron?
Well, I hate losing, but I will say this. Poker is a game where you better get loose to lose it, especially if you play tournament poker, because you're going to lose over 90% of the time. So you better get loose to losing. And, yeah, I mean, it's just, you just understand the dynamics of the beast that's there. But, you know, just in terms of football, man, I just hated losing, especially if you put in the work and do the right things. But, you know, you understand that, you know, it's a team sport and, you know, you put your best foot forward. But, like I said, I'm just glad that I found another passion that I really enjoy.
Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Richard Seymour, our guest on the Midday 180.
We were talking about your former teammate, Mike Vrabel, earlier. He's talked a lot about his trash-talking abilities. What did you see firsthand from him? How good of a trash-talker was Mike Vrabel?
Oh, man, he would find everything on everybody. You know, he just knew the right buttons to push. You know, I think sometimes in life, and I relate it to marriage, it's like with your wife, you may know the right buttons to push that are really tick her off, but the key is not to do it, right?
So yes, that is the key.
But in football, it's a lot different where you want to find those things and you want to push those right buttons and you know exactly what to say and to do to get under someone else's skin. So, you know, and Vrabel was the master at that. You know, he would find everything. He would know all the little details or if you didn't play in college or anything like that, anything to get under someone's skin, you know. But, you know, like I said, he was a great, fun teammate to have. And, you know, we have a lot of history together, for sure.
Richard, you played college ball with Champ Bailey, and in the pros, Ty Law was a teammate. Both players were also finalists this year. Guys talk about joining a team whenever they get inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but what a class this would be with you and the opportunity to go in with your teammates.
Oh, that would be awesome. You know, I always said this, you know, when I got to the University of Georgia with Champ was probably one of the best athletes on either side of the ball that I've ever been around, just in terms of his speed, his athleticism, attention to detail. Like, he was just that athlete that could do any and everything and was faster than everybody, that was quicker than everybody. Like, Champ was that guy. And I'll say, you know, about Ty Law. Ty Law was a heck of a teammate, but he also, Ty was a guy that in big moments he played his best. You know, you could always depend on him in the biggest moments, in the biggest games. So, you know, he's a guy that you always wanted in the foxhole with you because you knew he was going to find a way to make a play or get something done. So, you know, like I said, I've just been fortunate to play alongside the elite players in the game, for sure.
Richard Seymour, our guest. How many players up front on the defensive line would play inside and outside the way you would when you played?
You know, I think, you know, I always prided myself on being versatile. You know, I never wanted to come off the field, whether it was, you know, pass rush situations, goal line situations. You know, you wanted to be an every down player. And I always said, if you can play football, like, I don't care if it's 34 defense or 4-3 defense, you know, under Coach Belichick out in Oakland. Like, I wanted to be a player. You just wanted to have me on the field. And I think, you know, as a player, whether even you related to basketball, whether they're talking about the triangle offense or whatever, man, if you're a player, you can go out and play in any system. So that's something that I always tried to pride myself on. And it's several guys that, you know, I feel that have the ability to able to rush the passer, stop the run, you know, discipline in a lot of areas. And I think, you know, you have to train your body that way as well. But, you know, I will say this. I just think that, you know, I was just gifted with a lot of ability to be able to, you know, conquer both. But like I said, it's several guys in the league that, you know, when you look at what they are able to do and accomplish, you know, they definitely can fit that mold as well.
You finished your career somewhere else. It's been a while. But this dynasty the Patriots have put together, I imagine you guys still feel very connected to, primarily because the coach and the quarterback are the same.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's something that, you know, it's funny that it's, you know, this week is Rams and the Patriots, because when I left Georgia and it was my first year in New England, we went to the Super Bowl, and it was the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year, and it was the greatest show on turf. And, you know, we had a veteran team who, you know, we weren't given much of a shot to win that game. But like I said, you know, with Coach Belichick and leaving no stone unturned, and, you know, our team was very different back then. You know, I think the team has morphed into something totally different now, because it was Brady's first year when Bledsoe went down. And, you know, we were more a defensive veteran football team at the time with, you know, myself, Willie McGinnis, Vrabel, Teddy Bruschi, Rodney wasn't there at that time, but we had Lawyer Malora on the back end as well. So it was a totally different team, and I just think over the course of time, the team has definitely shifted in terms of opening it up more offensively. But like I said, you know, it was something that, you know, it was just great to be a part of, and to still see the success that they're able to have in years to come. And I don't think many people put them in the situation where they can win a Super Bowl this year. But, you know, I just think it goes to show the level of commitment and the genius that Coach Belichick really is.
If the Patriots called you and asked you to talk to a defensive player that was considering signing there as a free agent, other than the winning, obviously, being the biggest part of it, what would be your biggest sales pitch for going to play for Bill Belichick and what that can do for a player?
Well, I just think if the money is right, you got to go, buddy.
I mean, that too. I guess other than winning and the money, what would be the sales pitch?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, I think it's a combination where you want to be able to have, like you said, take the winning out of it, take the salaries out of it. I just think to be under a coach that, and I always say this, like Coach Belichick, he uses football, but you can also use these same analogies in life as well, in terms of the attention to detail, leaving no stone unturned, you know, taking care of your responsibilities, and doing it at a high level and being committed to the team and putting the team first. I just think, you know, it's just a great recipe to succeed in life. And, you know, not only just, like, he'll tell you things that during the week that you need to do to succeed, and then you'll also be able to see it play out in a game situation. And you're like, wow, we practiced this, or we did this, or this situation came up, and here it is happening again. So as a player, I think, you know, I don't need a whole lot of rah-rah from a coach. I need a coach to teach me or to show me what do I need to do, or what should I expect coming up in a game. So, you know, just from a player standpoint, I think that's what you get. And it just prepares you, and he has you so prepared to win. And, you know, it's about doing it in the big moments as well. So, you know, he's that will be definitely my sales pitch to any player that will be considering going to New England.
Richard, as a competitor that you are, I'm sure you look back on certain moments and you'd like to have a redo, but it's rare to speak with a player that can look back on a career, a full career, and really say that they have full accomplishment. You were a great high school player at Georgia. You were part of a defensive line that produced four future first-round picks. You are one of those. You win a Super Bowl in year one as the sixth overall pick as a rookie, and you live up to all the hype and the expectation. What's it like to look back at every level that you played And do you feel that way? Do you feel like you would have to be super critical to feel like you didn't accomplish what you wanted to?
Well, I think as a player, you always want to continue to critique yourself. You know, I always say, well, I could have did this better, or, you know, maybe I could have been a little quicker here or there. But I think those are some of the things that always should drive what you're trying to do. I never ever felt like I've made it. You know, when I was playing, it's like it was always about the next day. You know, I was like, I never really want to ever take inventory while we're playing. Playing the game and where I was in it. But now's the time you can reflect a little bit. And I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is just being a member of the all-decade team, because that shows a level of consistency over the course of your career. And I think as a player, that's what you want. You know, anybody can make a – well, not anybody, but most guys can make a Pro Bowl once or twice throughout their career. But to put a body of work together – and over a decade, you know, is something that, you know, I always cherish. And then, you know, you look at also my second year in New England, I was a team captain on a really veteran-laden team when I was only 22 years old at the time. So I think those are some of the accomplishments, and not only leaving New England but going to the Raiders and also – being a team captain out there, making several Pro Bowls as a Raider as well. So those are some of the things, and in a totally different defense. So those are some of the accomplishments that I hold near and dear. Just something that shows the body of work that you was able to do. But I think anytime in life, anytime you achieve so much, there's so many other people that have helped you along the way. You know, I always give a lot of credit to my parents of the tough love and working with my dad from a young age. And, you know, so it's all of those small things that, you know, it isn't just one thing to say, oh, wow, you did this and you was just so gifted. You know, I just think it's a body of work and it's a level of commitment. It's a level of discipline. It's doing a lot of small things together, and it just adds up to the big show, so to speak. So I'm definitely fortunate and blessed in that regard.
Richard, we really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for the visit, and best of luck. Hope you get the knock instead of the ring.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see for sure. But thanks for the time, guys.
More coming from Radio Row at Super Bowl 53. It's the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.